Hey, this is H1, and we're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding again. And today, we're going to be going over this tournament called Champions Chess Tour Airthings Masters of 2023. And in this episode, we are going to be going over the players who are in this tournament, the format, the CCT tour points, and the prizes of, like, pretty much the prize fund everybody's going to get if they win, like, the certain divisions. It's a lot going on in this tournament, so it's kind of hard to explain. But you know what? Let's just get into it. Let's get into the next segment.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, hopefully you're hyped, because I'm hyped to talk about the Champions Chess Tour Airthings Masters of 2023. Let's get right on into the article. It started like this. The Champions Chess Tour 2023, abbreviation for it, CCT, is a massive chess circuit combining the best features of previous Champions Chess Tour editions with the Chess.com Global Championship. The tour comprises six events spanning the entire year and culminating in live in-person finals. With the very best players in the world and a $2 million prize fund, the CCT is Chess.com's most important event to date. The tour starts on February 3rd at 8 a.m. and yeah, at 8 a.m., which is like 1700 Central East time, I'm thinking, I don't know, with the 2023 Airthings Masters. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about where you can watch it at and the players who's going to be in here, the top level players. We're going to be talking about the format of all of these specific segments of this tournament, because it's a whole tour. It's not like a tournament that's just going to be for 1 week. It's going to be throughout the year. And then we're going to talk about the CCT tour points and the prize fund for each segment of this tour. Let's continue. So the broadcast, you can watch it at a few different places, probably several different places here. You can watch it on chess.com. So there's a segment on chess.com where you can watch it, like just click on their TV link and you should be able to watch the tour. A second place where you can watch it is on a random Twitch channel. So Hikaru Nakamura have been streaming it. I'm thinking more creators on Twitch have been streaming it other than Hikaru Nakamura, but hey, just stay tuned. You can just go on there, look up chess, you see who's going through the games. And then another place where you can broadcast the tournament is on youtube.com/chesscomlive. I'm guessing that's the whole, that will get you there directly. And the people that's going to be broadcasting it is David Howe, Robert Hess, Tanya Sakdev, and I am Jovanka Ahazka and Kaya Snare. Yep, those are all the commentators for all of those specific ways to watch the broadcast in a professional manner, of course. Now, the top players that is going to be in this tournament, it says right here, the 2023 Airthings Masters is open to all grandmasters. Here are the two players who already have a spot in Division 1 of the knockout stage. Magnus Carlsen, who was the winner of the 2022 Champions Chess Tour, and GM Wesley So, a winner of the 2022 Chess.com Global Championship. And then we even got some more players like Peter Spittler, we got Sam Savion, we got Alireza Faruja, Arjan, Hikaru Nakamura, Lee Kwang Liam, we got Vladimir Kramnik, we have Daniel Dubov. Who else do we have here? Did I already say Hikaru Nakamura? I don't think I already said it. But we have some high-level people, and Fabiano Caruana. Yeah, he's a top-level person too. So let's go over the format. The Champions Chess Tour comprises 6 events, followed by a playoff and the finals. The 2023 Airthings Masters is the first of the 6 events, with the winner guaranteeing a spot in the playoffs. The Airthings Masters has a play-in stage open to all Grandmasters and a knockout stage featuring 3 divisions. Each division has separate prize funds, with players also winning tour points according to the division they played in their placement. By the end of the tour 6 event, the players with the most tour points get a spot in the CCT playoff. And then there are some qualifiers, like for example, it's open to all title players besides Grandmasters, so all NM, CM, FM, and IMs, and just put a W in front of all those. It's open to women too, it's not just men. But the qualifiers consist of an 11 round Swiss, and the time control is going to be 10-minute, 2-second increment. The top 3 players from each event will be eligible to participate in the upcoming play-in every Monday at 8 a.m. And I'm guessing that it's going to be a different time for each person that listens to the podcast, because I know a lot of you listen to the podcast in different countries or in different time zones. So, you know, you probably have to look that up if you're trying to watch it live. The play-in. Open to all Grandmasters, play-in consists of a 9-round Swiss in a match play stage, which already happened February 3rd. The time control was 10-minute, 2-second increment. The top-ranked players from the Swiss advance to the match play stage. The top 6 players from the Swiss pack, Swiss pick, one by one, their opponents for their match play among players placed between 7th and 12th. The remaining match play pairings are based on players' Swiss final placement. Each match in match play consists of 2 games. And it just explains the Armageddon games. So a bidding Armageddon game breaks match play ties. There's a 10-minute base time for the Armageddon game. The bid winner has a choice of color and starts the game with the amount of time they bid. Black has draw odds. If the bid is tied, players bid again. There is no increment. And then now, today, which started today on February 6th, the knockout games, which the knockout stage features 56 players playing across 3 different divisions based on their match play results. So Division 1, which we're at right now, 8 players, 2 invited players, Carlsen and So, the 6 winners of the matches between the top 12 players from the play-in Swiss. And then Division 2 is going to be 16 players, the 6 losers of the matches between the top 12 players from the play-in Swiss, and the 10 winners of the matches between players placed 13th to 32nd in the play-in Swiss. And then there's a 3rd division with 32 players. It just repeats with the top 10 losers and the 22 winners. They're going to be in the play-in Swiss. All right, cool. Each division has prize money and a tour point on the line. You can learn more about it reading the prize. Okay, we're going to get into that pretty soon. So the knockout stage has a following format that is different from the play-in format. Each division features a double elimination knockout bracket. The time control is 15-minute, 3-second increment. Division 1 and 2 feature 4 game matches in the winner's bracket and 2 game matches in the loser's bracket. Division 3 features 2 game matches in both the winner's and loser's bracket and a 4 game match in the grand finals. If there's a grand finals reset, player coming out of the loser's bracket wins the first set. The second set features a 2 game match. A bidding Armageddon game with a 15-minute base time breaks ties. Okay, we just got through all that jargon. If you watch it, it's going to make a lot more sense, but that's pretty much the format of the tournament. Hopefully, it's explained a lot more simpler for newcomers who is just now joining the tournament, but this is what the article gives me, so I'm just reading it off to everybody that is listening. So the CCT playoffs, which is going to be pretty much near the finals. This is going to be more important than everything else that is happening right now. What's happening right now is just players just getting knocked out left and right. They're playing multiple games. The knockout segment is going to be... does it have the times? Okay, it's going to go over the schedule later on. We're going to go through it next. But for right now, we're going to go through the CCT playoffs. The CCT playoffs will feature eight players. The winner of each division, one knockout from each event, earns a spot in the CCT playoffs. The remaining spots go to the players with the most CCT tour points. And four players advance to the CCT finals. And four players compete in a single elimination bracket. And that's how cutthroat is going to be in this tournament. Players earn CCT tour points based on their placement in each division of each of the six tour events. According to the table below, first place, division one, you get one. If I'm thinking about this correctly, it's saying division one, if you get first place, you get 150 CCT points. Second place in division one, 100 CCT points. Third place, 75, and you get the drift. You get the pattern that's going on here. And then seventh place gets 20 CCT points, and then it just continues. And then second division, first place gets 50 CCT tier points, and then third division is like a different set of points. The further down you go. The third division gets 20 CCT points. Whoever gets the most gets spots to be in the CCT playoffs. So a lot of these players have to keep mindful of that and just win the most games as possible. Especially you don't want to be losing games against people that is under your rating. I'm just like get into like the Grandmaster's mindset. Now the prizes. The Champions Chess Tour features a $2 million prize fund with $235,000 going to the 2023 Airthings Masters. In first place in Division 1 will be getting $30,000, second place $20,000, third place $15,000, fourth place $12,000, 12,500, and it just continues on like fifth place $10,000 and etc. The total in Division 1 is going to be $112,500. In Division 2, it's going to be $10,000 for first place, $7,500 for second place, $6,000 for third place, $5,000 for fourth place, and it continues until... it continues for a while. It's even saying here, even if you get 13th place, you can still get $3,000 if you're in the second division. So, hey, it seems like they're giving out a lot of money in this tour, and this is going to be really popular in the years to come. And then the third division, first place is going to be $5,000. Second place, $3,000. I'm thinking since it's going to be... just based off the format, what I said before, it's going to be more players in there. And those are going to be like the last people to try to hurry up and get their CCT points to be in the playoffs. All right. The CCT playoffs and the CCT finals have a $500,000 purse. So first place in the CCT playoffs will get $200,000, second place $100,000, third place $50,000. We're just going to stop there. Let's continue on going. The CCT leaderboard after the end of the sixth event, players also earn their share of the $100,000 prize fund according to their CCT tour point standings. First place $25,000, second place $20,000, third place $16,000, and etc. It goes all the way down to 10th place. All right. Cool. Let's go through, we got some games that's already been played here. Let me just get through that right quick. All right, so it looks like here, the knockout segment is gonna be from February 6th through the 10th, 8 a.m. each day. Depending on your time zone, you're probably gonna have to look that up. The second event, the knockout, April 3rd through the 7th. The third event, knockout, is gonna be May 22nd through the 26th. Fourth event, knockout, is gonna be July 10th through the 14th. Fifth event, knockout, August 28th through September 1st. And then sixth event, knockout, September 25th through the 29th. And then the CCT finals, what everybody's gonna be looking forward to, is gonna be December 16th through the 23rd. And yeah, it's going to be big. And so this whole tour is going to be for the whole year. I will look out for this if you're trying to keep up with it and just see all the awesome games. And one thing that I used to do too, and actually that I still do, just to make sure that I'm playing correctly, that I'm playing openings that elite grandmasters are playing, is look at games of the people who's playing your openings, because that's how you can improve the most, just seeing other grandmasters and their ideas when they play your favorite opening. Just to give y'all a little chess nugget at the end of all that chess jargon. It was a lot of information to go through, but we did. And hopefully, you know, you're getting excited for it. I was getting excited for it when I was watching it live. I think I was watching it live on Chess 24. I guess they combined this. They worked together to combine this together. So it's going to be broadcast a lot more with both of those coming together to team up on this tournament, the Champions Chess Tour Air Things Masters of 2023. We got a lot of excited tournaments for today. Chess is booming like no other before, and hey, hopefully you can share some games with me. I don't know. Hopefully, hey, we can just go through some of these games on my YouTube channel, which is Chess Knowledge with H1, and on my TikTok, which is Chess Knowledge with H1, or you can just click H1 Chess.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you made it this far, you might as well follow. What do I mean by that? Well, you might as well follow to stay notified every single time that I post, because I want you to be here getting this chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding, and getting this news too. I know a lot of people isn't like tech savvy. I know a lot of people isn't on YouTube all the time, or Instagram, or even Facebook. If you're not on those platforms, then you might as well follow here so that you can stay up to date on what's going on in the chess community. And with all that being said, make sure that you're fighting to the end, staying focused in chess and also in real life. Okay, peace.